Commercial fishing is still an industry where knowledge is passed down from one generation to the next. Fishermen know that the nature of fishing and fish stocks are cyclical, and waiting for science to prove what generations of fishing experience already understands can be economically devastating. Commercial fisherman Dave Densmore.
Our biggest enemy is actually National Marine Fisheries, as far as I'm concerned. We take the brunt of every mistake, and they just say, oh, well, whoops, let's try this over here then. But meanwhile, the guys are going broke, and guys are having hard times and so on, breaking up families and all kinds of stuff from stress. And I think that's criminal. We need to try to get somebody in there somewhere that will listen to the fishermen, because here's all this scientific knowledge. These guys, they're out there day after day, day in, day out. They know the ocean, they know the currents, they know their whatever they're targeting, they know their fisheries. And there's all this information that's well-developed, and there's not many mistakes made when it's your dollar is your bottom line. And all that information to be tapped, and the government won't tap it. They won't ask us. When you try to tell them, they act like we're either lying or exaggerating or whatever.
Wife of a fisherman and fisheries advocate Deb Schrader explains how, in some cases, the choices given to fishermen are in opposition to the natural cycle.
Just an example, the Yellowtail SAP program. It's a B-Day Yellowtail Special Access Program. The federal government gave the guys the right to make these trips, and they were struggling for days at sea, so everyone took advantage of it. And they sent them out during the spawning season. They opened the fishery during the spawning season. Hello? First of all, they're not in the best shape, so you're not going to get the best product. And also, let them have babies. If we're supposed to be worried about juvenile fish, let them have babies. No, open up a special access program where these people are so hungry to sustain their families, never mind the biomass. They go out there, everybody derby fishes on yellowtail during spawning season. And the federal government, backed up by the scientists, planned that. I mean, we did ask for B-days and these special access program days to add to the days at sea that these ground fishermen would have access to, but it was not to be implemented during that time of year. And the federal government just popped it in like that. The collaborative research and collaboration between fishermen and regulatory processes increased, but we need to tweak it some more because they still don't see it.
Fishermen know that it's difficult to regulate an industry that relies on nature. Armando Estudante, captain and boat owner, has been fishing the Atlantic since he immigrated to the United States from Portugal in 1978.
Things change, and regulations try to balance effort, catch with resource, and they fail. And you have to take new approaches, and you have to make new cuts. And how can you count the fishes in the ocean? They are not in the same spot all the time. And
right.
If you do your research on your random research, your random toes in a number of spots, and then go year after year to those spots, you are doing what bad fishermen do. You are going to the same spot expecting that the fish will be there at such late in time, and they don't keep a point. Fish don't keep appointments.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival, with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.